podcast of Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the book of Romans. We're in chapter 16 with verses 17 through 20. I urge you, brothers, to watch out for those who create dissensions and obstacles in opposition to the teaching that you learned. Avoid them. For such people do not serve our Lord Jesus Christ, but their own appetites, and by fair and flattering speech they deceive the hearts of the innocent. For while your obedience is known to all, so that I rejoice over you, I want you to be wise as to what is good, and simple as to what is evil. Then the God of peace will quickly crush Satan under your feet. The grace of our Lord Jesus be with you. Have you ever felt the ability to crush Satan under your feet by the peace God instills in your soul? These people seem to be minions who create dissensions and the obstacles in your life that are easily overcome by simply surrendering to Jesus. Where does that begin? How can you just surrender to Jesus? Well, the answer lies in your practice, what you do each day to accomplish the will of God, embracing love, faith, and hope of redemption to share His mercy, knowing God's peace. This is what Paul was rejoicing over. Obedience they shared with their community of living their days in prayer to Christ, coming to your own maturity of wisdom that overcomes all vice. This is what you surrender to. Living for others to know peace comes from the surrender where everything you do is without cost, sharing God's peace, teaching what you've learned. It's where it begins to practice, pray, and proclaim how to become Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen? It's your practice, your prayer, and your proclamation each day. It's taking an opportunity just to listen and pray. Amen? Join us in our daily prayer of forgiveness. I'm sorry, Lord. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I know you died and rose for me. We continue to pray for our children aloud, especially Alexandra and Alan. We pray for Gabriel, Julian, and Jeffrey. We're praying for our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. Prayers for those who've asked us to pray for them. Prayers for those that we've said that we would pray for. We pray for the dying each day. Lord, we ask that you help them in their last breath. And we pray for Holy Mother Church. In Jesus' precious blood we pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fit, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today my poem comes from the study of Romans 16. It's verses 17 through 20. It is a 1, 2, 3 stanza poem. It's titled, Peace the Wise Surrender. Dissension creators watch. Obstacles equal teaching opposition. Them avoid people as such. Learn they serve not Christ's recognition. Appetites own, innocent hearts deceive. Speech flattering, flare, fair yet incomplete. Ha! All know obedience yours they can receive. Paul rejoiced, sharing wisdom, good to repeat. Evil, simple, good to be wise. Satan crushed quickly in God's face. Peace, the wise surrender. Jesus, our Lord, be your grace. Amen. I'm Thomas Joe Cruz Wiggins. It's January 30th, 2022. Recording this morning at 7:13 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us across the world on UniversalUtterings.org. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. Well, as we get close to closing in our 6:03 time frame, we've been shooting for each day, we just ask for continued prayers. The will of God speaks in so many different ways. May He touch our souls in His truth. In the name of Jesus, we close as we do each day. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Amen.